We're going to get right into the homily. But before we do, I'll share this with you. Last Sunday, a woman complains to me, "My husband is mean." The other night, he asked, "Do you know what I admire in you?" When I expectantly cooed, "No, honey, I don't," he replied, "I couldn't find anything either." That's me. But we better get right into the homily. We're going to get right into the homily. And let's take a peek at the great prophet Elijah in our first reading. The great prophet Elijah was not having a very great day, was he? It seemed that nothing was going right. He was exhausted, mentally and physically. He seemed to be defeated. He's happy. So he goes under a broom tree, goes to sleep, and hopes that he can stay asleep. But it seems to me that many people, for many different reasons, are sitting under the broom tree. Some of us show it. Most of us don't. We might be sitting under the broom tree because of a loss of a spouse, because of a loss from divorce, because of the loss of health, because of the loss of mobility, because of the loss of independence, because of the loss of not being able to bear children, loneliness, rejection, and so much more. So, we might be a person who's sitting under the broom tree. We might know people who are sitting under the broom tree for whatever reasons. Two suggestions that hopefully will help. Because you don't know who might be having an Elijah day, they don't show it most of the time. Let's try to do what St. Paul urges us to do in this morning's second reading. Let's be kind, compassionate, forgiving, loving to everyone, including ourselves. Second suggestion is, in a few minutes, when I lift up the paten and the chalice at the consecration of this morning's Mass, think of someone you know who's sitting under the broom tree. And that someone might well be yourself. And then prayerfully place that person on the paten in the chalice. Then lift up her, him, or yourself. Lift to God for him. Dear Jesus, whatever we're having in Elijah there, whatever we're sitting under the broom tree, for whatever reason, please help us to experience your presence, your compassion, your grace, your love, your strength, your understanding.